أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust, our faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous, al-kareem, the most merciful, ar-rauf ar-raheem, has blessed us, inshallah ta'ala, to witness these days of Sha'ban, and bi'idhnillah ta'ala, he will grant us an opportunity to enter into the month that he has named his own, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahr Ramadan. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as our time is short and the subject is long, we pray Allah Ta'ala to convey as much as we can, inshallah, about how important it is that we understand the weight and the critical nature of what it is that inshallah ta'ala we will soon be facing. This guest, this generous, honored, esteemed guest that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not only let us in this dunya be aware of, But that, as we understand it, that this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demarcated, has marked, passes for us, or is coming for us, is the same as it's coming for the people of Jannah. That the people of Jannah, those inshallah ta'ala that we shall meet, al-hurul-ain, those who we shall meet and the other inhabitants of Jannah, they are aware that Shahr Ramadan is coming. And I think that we need to understand this import. That time here and time there, they don't pass the same. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, a day in the sight of Allah, in your reckoning, is like 50,000 years. So this lining up of time in this dunya and in Jannah, that they line up, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even it lines up for Jahannam. Yes, He closes the doors of the fire and opens the doors of Jannah. And that they line up. So that the time here for us in fasting, and that the time there, they start the same. Now whether they end the same is Allah's knowledge. But we do know that when it comes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that the hilal shall dawn and be seen, and that the month of Ramadan is in, it's in Jannah. And that they await its breeze that blows through. And that they are aware of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decorated Jannah different, even though we are not there. And that they participate in the raha, in the beautiful time and the celebratory experience, even though they don't fast. So this lining up, this time is special on both planes. And it is something, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that cannot be exaggerated as far as in its weight, importance, and significance. We don't know how time passes for them. Allah knows best. But we do know that they anticipate the coming of the holy month of Ramadan just in the same way that we do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this time is an honored guest for us. And that those who realize even some small understanding of its importance, they prepare for it. If any one of us were to receive someone of note in this society, a president of a country, a head of a state, you will be looking forward to the date. You will make preparations if they were, especially they're coming to your home, and they are going to stay with you for 29 or 30 days. There would not be a corner in your house that you did not clean. There would not be a bed that you did not make, or a dish that you did not prepare for to have and serve them. All of these preparations for what? For a human being like yourself. All of these preparations for what? For an occasion that you will look forward to get some benefit in the dunya, and then when you leave it, it will be gone. This is not like that. No matter how generous the guest that you invite into your home, they cannot give you Jannah. No matter how rich the guests that you have in your home in this dunya, they cannot give you a salvation from the fire. No matter how much juice that guest has, he will not be able to secure you the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very generous benefactor that comes to stay in the innermost home that you have, your heart, where no one else can see but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the real you and this guest shall live, where the real you gets to be examined and has the opportunity to show up, and where you get to see who you really are, maybe for the first time. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Ash-Shahr Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has descended the Quran, and He allows us this opportunity to prepare. So what's your game plan? What have you set as your agenda? What is it that you have in your mind, knowing that now, inshallah ta'ala, this Friday and one more, that's it, and then we are in the holy month of Ramadan? That we anticipate, inshallah ta'ala, the month of Sha'ban to be 29 days. And that bi'idhnillah ta'ala, the holy month of Ramadan will start on July 9th. Inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. So what's your plan? What are you going to do? This will be the first time that this masjid will have seen the holy month of Ramadan appear in July. The first time. So what's your plan? How do you expect to receive it? Have you counted your days? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, many of us, we have businesses, others have jobs. And especially in those who have something in corporate America, you come in the door looking for your vacation days. When do I have off? Who can I trade some more days with so I can get some more time off? To do what? To relax, to enjoy my life, spend some money, chill. Well, this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, these days are coming. Have you prepared for them? And how many of us are guaranteed to see them come again? How many have gone before us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we know that the holy month of Ramadan last year was their last holy month of Ramadan? And we mourn their loss, but don't plan for our own. One day, someone will say, yeah, they're not here anymore. And so this is an opportunity, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we have these days that are coming to make our plans, make them ready, and be able to receive this beneficial, benefacting, generous guest into our hearts and our homes. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in His book, and when my servants ask you about me, say to them, Inni qareeb, surely I am near. Ujibu da'wati da'i idha da'an, I answer the call of the caller when he calls upon me. This is the month that is coming, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. What is your plan? أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم من الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. There was a man, according to the scholars, he had heard of the annual feast of the Emir, and this was the one time that he would be able to take advantage of it. And he witnessed all of the scholars, you know, putting on their best thobes, their best turbans, and making their way to the halls of the Emir. And so he made ready, and he took with him a jar. Jarra, in Arabic, would be actually the more apt description. And we might call it, because it's of its capacity, like a pitcher. Because it's able to have so many cups, 20 some say, 26 others say. But it's a vessel that people would use, made of clay, in which to put enough water for a gathering. Aside from this, his clothes were very humble. And if you were to see him, you would think him a beggar. But he went to this gathering of the Emir, anticipating something good. So he walked in with the scholars. And of course, he stood out like a sore thumb. And the Emir noticed him. He said, "What are you doing here? Who are you?" He said, "Well, I saw all of these fine, intelligent scholars. And obviously, they're here expecting something good. So I came to get to collect as well." So the Emir was impressed by this answer. And he saw his jarra, his pitcher, and he called his treasurer. He said, "Give this man the equivalent of this pitcher in gold." In other words, how much you could fill the jar with, give it to him in gold. And he said, "Alhamdulillah." And the other scholars became envious. And they pulled the Emir to the side. He said, "Look, this man, he doesn't look too intelligent. You've given him all of this money. All he's going to do is waste it and spend it." The Emir said, "I will never take back what I gave him." And he insisted to this treasurer, "Give him what I told you to give him, and let him go." And so he did. When the beggar got back to his town, he went to the poorest area in the vicinity. And he passed out every single dirham that he received from the Emir. not even keeping one for himself. The news of this soon reached the emir, and he sent for him. And he asked him, he said, I heard that you gave everything I gave you away. And he said, yes, my emir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed those, the good people, to give to those who have not. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, since he blessed us to get, we also give to those who have not. The emir was shocked. And he called again to his treasurer. And he said, give him this time 10 times. 10 times the pitcher, its weight and its worth in gold. The beggar said, Allahu Akbar! And the emir again was shocked. He said, okay, I understand that you're happy, but why this explanation? He said, Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the truth. Man ja'a bil hasanati fi hasanati, sorry. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu asharu amthaliha. That's what Allah says. Whoever brings something of good, whoever brings something, one, bil hasana, one good, falahu, for him, will be asharu amthaliha, 10 in reward just like it. I recount this to you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, so that you can see the ayah for yourself. It's Surah An'am, chapter 6, ayah 160. So that when we tell you, oh, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in hadith, you know, 1 for 10, it's in the Quran. One good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with 10. One good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with 10. And we need to understand, inshallah ta'ala, what we mean by good deed. This is not something, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that is done with any mixed intention. That especially as you see this man, this emir, regardless of what he thought what he would get for it, regardless what he thought that how the other scholars would look down upon him, regardless whether he thought this man would waste it, whatever pain or injury, he gave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in Hadith Qudsi, Allah at-tayyib wa la yaqbalu illa at-tayyib. Allah is the good and he does not accept that except which is good, purely for him. So it's very important, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that when it comes to what we wish to do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we only have Him as our objective. That we're not looking for people to see it from us. We're not looking, you know, to bank on it, like, you know, oh, look at you, even to envy ourselves, to bring dhulm upon our own selves, to wrong ourselves thinking that we are proud of it. As the scholars say, that the bad deed that you worry about is better than the good deed that you're proud of. So you have to be clear. If you want to get something that's good, make sure it's pure. Nothing else in there, but this is for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it is the good deed that is done in secret. There is no kibr. There's no pride in it, because nobody sees it but you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in this particular way, we want to be clear. And this is another reason why the fast is such a beautiful thing. Because really nobody knows you fasting but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can tell everybody, yeah, I'm fasting, and then as soon as you make your ablution, you're drinking half of it. Right? Who knows? Allah knows. And that's why he says, the fasting is mine, and I reward for it. So when it comes to the good, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that you want to see in return, that you want to get a good return for, and you want this ayah to count for you, then it has to come from the heart purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we want to make sure that we understand. We're not going into Ramadan, oh yeah, I'm going to drop a couple of pounds in this month. Boy, 18 hours, man, I know I'm going to come out, you know, strong. That's not fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the pure intention to get the reward that He sets out for us. This is not an exercise in endurance. This is not for anything except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's important that we get the lessons, inshallah ta'ala, that He wants us to get from this fasting. As Ghazali points out in his book, there are three types of people who fast. The general, they fast from food, water, and relations with their spouses. And then there's the elite. And they also let their eyes and their ears and their tongues fast, that they speak no evil, they hear no evil, they see no evil. Let me make it clear, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that the shaitan has many tricks. It should be enough for you to know that he has been here before you got on the scene and will be here long after you gone. Just that alone should make you wary and seek Allah's refuge. Just that alone. And what I mean by that, inshallah ta'ala, is that we can often easily pick out what we know we shouldn't be looking at. But not often is more subtle, and this is where the shaitan rides us and lures us. We don't realize that we should also refrain from what we are listening to. And unfortunately, our time is short. We can't delve into this topic much. But suffice it to say, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that this month that is coming, if we want to fast the fast of the elite, then we should keep our ears busy listening to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that's tasbih, you know, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, or whether that's Quran, or whether that is reading knowledge and increasing our knowledge. If we want to fast the fast of the elite. Now, if you wish to fast the fast of the foremost of the foremost, then you will be careful about what you are thinking. They let their minds fast. That means they let the heart, who they really are, it fasts as well. It does not indulge in anything. If it's away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ain't trying to hear it. I ain't trying to think about it. Because I want to give everything for this time purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it leads me to think about something else, even if it's halal, I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to be wary of it. That's the foremost of the foremost. Now that's not to look down upon the general fast. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, He has levels. And each of us does as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakilatihi. In other words, according to His ability, according to how He is put together. And what He gives Himself over to. But I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, this deen is a deen of amal, work. If you want to reap, you have to sow. If you want to gain, you got to invest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has the best of the best. And nobody pays better than Him. Period. Nobody pays better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that we are fast approaching glorious days. That nobody who sees them coming, and that Allah has given him iman, faith, and ability, And knowledge doesn't prepare for it. This is the millah that Allah placed us on, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. How many millions, billions of people don't have this? How many billions? La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah gets stuck in their throat and they can't say it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets you know what time it is. Many people are spending, you know, planning their day for shaitan. They got up today. Ooh, thank God it's Friday. I'm going to sin with the devil. That's their day. They can't wait. They plan their day to sin. And you know, this is Jumu'ah, and we are facing, inshallah ta'ala, coming the holy month of Ramadan. That knowledge alone, inshallah ta'ala, be in the light, it's a ni'mah, and it's a blessing, and inshallah ta'ala, it's a reward, and Allah bless you to benefit from it. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, as I remind myself, we are blessed with the opportunity, but we're not saved. We are blessed with the asr, with the opportunity, but we are not saved. The mu'min is the saved, but we cannot say we're mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't ascribe belief to yourself. Do not ascribe belief, oh, I'm a believer. Really? Well, the believers of one, they're in Jannah. You can't do that. That is a honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confers upon us. We can say, aslama, we have aslamtu rather. I have submitted. And inshallah ta'ala, I believe amanu billah. But to say I am a mu'min, Allah knows best. I'm working at that. I'm working to bring my character, my behavior, my thoughts, my everything into line with what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. And why I caution you about this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, because it's the truth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, لَا تَنَاوُلُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. We fall short. We fall short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I remind you in His book, He said, 1 for 10. There should not be any masjid on earth that should be in need when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you His promise. Wallahu la tukliful mi'ad, and He does not break His promise. We should not be in need when it comes to His house. We should not be looking for Muslims or encouraging Muslims, brother, you know, this is Baytullah. Wallahi al-Azim, Allah will bless you, reward you, and you start thinking, how much do I have in spare change? I can give him 5. Well, okay, I got a couple of singles. Okay, I give that. Yeah. No. Do you love that? Obviously not. Because you're thinking about the lesser as opposed to the greater. You're not thinking how many hundreds can I give for the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That don't cross your mind. And that's the problem. La tanawulul birra. We will not achieve pure faith. And birr means, that means there's nothing else. There's no blemish. It's clean, pure faith. Belief. That I believe in Allah's promise as haq. Just like you believe the IRS to get after you, you don't give them their taxes. We don't believe in Allah like that. We fear this dunya. And this is temporary. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. His face will remain and you will face Him. We all will face Him. But we have our priorities reversed. We have our investments in this and not in the hereafter. And we go with this baggage into the holy month of Ramadan like thieves. Yeah, like thieves. Here's the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come with luggage to fill it. Oh yeah, I'm going to rob the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get out of here. You know, and I got all the benefits. I ain't giving nothing. Did you pay at the door? Yo, yeah, but he got my entry fee. Yeah, ask him. and we so we can sneak out the back. Like we're going to rob Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Jannah on a technicality. Well, you see, you know, I fasted and I got this and I'm supposed to get 10. But what did you give, ya akhi? This is about improvement for us. This is about benefiting ourselves. We don't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our fasting. We don't benefit Him with our salah. We don't benefit Him in anything. He is the benefactor. We are the beneficiary. So how stingy is the one who is stingy with himself? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, He promises you. And we don't believe it. We get a letter in the mail with three letters and we shook. IRS. Start sweating. Oh, it's what they want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a book and shows you, look, this is how you can gain. When every eye will be wide and all ties won't matter. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. That day a man will flee, run from his brother. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And his mother and his father. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And his wife and his kids. We can't imagine that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We really, there's no set of circumstances that you can imagine running from everybody that you care about. Your mama, even. That day, you be like, who? لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِي. Because everybody have enough to worry about on their own. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, now is the time. What's your game plan? How will you see this month when it comes to visit your heart? How will you receive it? Will you be making preparations? Okay, this is how I'm going to divide my day. Do I read in some books, making extra prayers? Or I'm going to give more money. Or I'm going to feed this person inshallah ta'ala. How do you have a plan? This is the time, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to prepare now. While you have the time inshallah ta'ala. And why we make this intention inshallah ta'ala now? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that every action is by intention. So inshallah, if you don't make it, because it's not guaranteed. If you don't make it to the gates of the holy month of Ramadan, you would have intended that I had a plan. I was going to fast. I was going to do these things. And when you get to Jannah, it's in your book. You did it. Congratulations. We're the Muslims, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is our time. This is our opportunity. No one else's. This is for those who believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now inshallah ta'ala, make ready. Make preparations. And be in the la ta'ala, Allah bless us inshallah ta'ala to reap the best of this holy month of Ramadan inshallah, to gain every single reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds out for those who believe and who fast and you do so with excellence. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, and I will continue to remind us about this, inshallah ta'ala, this is a deen of individual effort. Your effort matters. Your deen, your personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala matters. Don't look to Brother Omar, what he doing? Nuh-uh. Or I don't see enough brothers in the masjid, you know, I don't go there. Uh-uh. You, your deen with you matters. We come together, inshallah, ta'ala, to encourage one another to do this Islam, to practice deen in private. We have a jama'ah, a jum'ah. Encourage one another. Alhamdulillah. What does Allah say in the Holy Quran? That everybody's lost. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Lost. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ What? وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ To encourage each other. Do work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invest. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ And be patient. قول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله ان الله غفور رحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد عباد الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون واقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر